Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on OM Times Radio.
And this topic is so dear to me because this is where I started my journey. This is where I started my access journey and where I started my joy of business journey. I very much used to create based on past experience and all the shoulds that society and reality deals at you. And if I sort of break this down and explain it a bit more, is that the way we tend to create is a way that we've been taught to create, and it's through experiences of ourself from other people, and it's also other people's projections and expectations as well as our own. So quite often we are looking to create something, so we have an awareness of what we would like to create. And so an awareness is what you desire to be created and which possibilities are available to you. And then we begin to set that emotion. Now the way that I used to set that emotion is that I would have an idea and then I wouldn't ask a question. I would automatically go into concluding how everything was going to happen. So I would go, okay, in the past, when I did this, this is a result. Or I would look at someone else and whether it was their formula and go, okay, they're doing this and these are the steps that you need to do. And if you do these steps, then this will be the outcome from each step and then you move on. So where in any of that is a question? Like, where have you actually asked for an awareness of what can be created and how can you create it, but instead we've gone into concluding what we're going to do and what the outcome will be. We have an expectation of how we're going to deliver this, and at no point have we stopped, asked questions, and operated from our awareness. What I love to say is that your business, your ideas, your projects, your creations, they're your co-creator. They are your partner in everything that you do. So your business is a separate entity. Each individual revenue possibility is a separate entity. And if we can co-create together and ask questions and have the awareness, so much more is available for you to be able to choose from and then to begin actualizing. So I ask you to destroy and uncreate every lie about you, about where you need to be in order to succeed. And everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So how many other people have tried to follow someone else's success formula? And how has that worked out for you? Because for me, there are key pieces. I'm like, oh, I really like that, and I like that, and I like that. And there are other pieces where I go, yeah, you know what? Actually, that that's not going to work for me. It doesn't resonate for me. And that's actually having an awareness of what my capacities are and also not going into a conclusion. And so it's asking questions, because if I'm resisting it or agreeing and aligning with it, then there is no choice, because what has to show up is everything that matches that. Whereas if I just have each as an interesting point of view and ask for more awareness to show up, then more possibilities can show up for me to choose from. So the other way we choose to create is that we follow the rules of this society. If you have a business, you must do this. Some rules need to be followed, and so they're guidelines and they're legal requirements. And other times, those rules are just hearsay. They're other people's projections, expectations, separations, judgments, rejections of what they think, how you should operate your business, how they think everyone else should operate their business, how everyone should fall in line together. And if we all did business the same, then there would be no uniqueness and there would be no availability to create beyond where we currently are, because you, and there would be no fire, like there'd be no fire in your belly to just create. You would get bored very quickly because you weren't able to do anything. All the shoulds, you should do business this way. If you do this, you should do that. You may tell some friends or family members that you're looking at going into business, or you're doing this new creation and this is a different project that you're doing. And then everyone's got their interesting point of view that they are going to tell you about how it should work and how it will turn out. And once again, that is just their interesting point of view. The other big thing for me was that I used to judge the hell out of me. I was the worst, my own worst critic. I was so hard on myself because I could see what the possibility was. And then I was so frustrated because I couldn't find how to get there and how to make that possibility actualize and show up in this reality the way that I saw that it was going to show up. And so that didn't get me very far either. And I also found that because I was always judging everything that I did, I just became so serious. I became like the joy was missing from my life. It was like you just begrudge, and it's like you'd get up and it's like one foot in front of the other. You wake up every day, your to-do list is in your head. You felt like you were doing all this work and nothing was happening. That's where it's a struggle. Life is hard. You have to do hard work, you know, to be able to succeed. And all of this was just wearing me down. And that was taking its toll, not only on myself, my state of mind, but also my business, because my business and my creations didn't want to come and play. There was no joy there. So everywhere that you are judging the hell out of your business and you are uninviting your business to come and play with you, will you now destroy it and create it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So awareness comes from the willingness to know what you truly desire. It doesn't come through projections and expectations. So let me say that again. Awareness comes from the willingness to know what you truly desire. It doesn't come through projections and expectations. So it's knowing what is like, what you can see and what would like to drop down into this reality, and without having a projection or an expectation and asking questions it can then show up in a multitude of different ways that we haven't even yet considered. Because when we are stuck in expectations and projections, the only things that can show up are the things that match exactly what we're putting out there. So the universe can only say, well, Michelle's only asking for this, and it's to come in this blue box, and it's to be so high and so wide, and it has to look like this, and it has to have these different things with it. And that's not an invitation for any creation to come and play with you whatsoever. I'd like to challenge everyone to throw out that your mind only knows what it's done before. So if you could step outside of that and begin creating from awareness and possibility, what would you create and what would you choose? So if you could create anything that you desire, what would you create and what would you choose? And then what would you actualize? Because there's a big difference in between desiring and actually making it happen. And the other thing is that another tip that I like to do is at the end of every single day, so I go into the next day afresh, I destroy and uncreate everything I know about my business and that my business knows about me. Anything that doesn't have that, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And the other thing is that I like to destroy and uncreate all the vested outcomes I have. So everywhere that I have an expectation or a projection about how something's going to show up, where it's going to show up, I destroy and uncreate that. So then it's just like, it just becomes, okay, I've created it. You know, I've sent that piece of energy out into the world, and then I have no expectation or projection about where it comes back, when it comes back, how it's going to come back, what it's going to look like. So I challenge you to do those two things. So projection is not the creation of possibility. All you can do with projection and expectation is create failure. So all you can do with projection and expectation is create failure. So what does that mean to you? For me, it's being stuck back in that projection and expectation, and there's no fun. Like, if you're already saying what's going to show up, how can it ever show up? Because it has to like match 100% what you've assumed it's going to be. And there's no surprise, and there's no wonderment, and there's no exploration that's available to you if it comes, like if you're creating that way. Like, you want to be that invitation for everything to come and play with you. So what invitation can you be? So we're heading to break now, and then we'll touch base with that when we get back.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, and welcome back. You are with Michelle McDonald, our Joy Business Certified Facilitator. And the topic that we have today is how to move from killing your business to having fun again. So, this morning when I woke up, in my inbox was a SoundCloud recording from a recent class. So Simone Melissus, the creator of Joy of Business, sent it to us. And it's a class that the founder of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas, is doing. And the tools of Joy of Business are based on the tools of Access Consciousness, and they're designed to create so much more ease in our world, in our space, and to get you back to having fun and creating your life again. So what got me so excited this morning was this creation versus actualization. So you have an awareness of something that wants to be actualized, not created. So when you have, so the difference between creation and actualization is that creation is the choice. It's the possibility that is available to you. And actualization is actually bringing it into existence. So when it goes beyond choice into desiring to be actualized, it is so much stronger. So that's that possibility where it's like, okay, there's this possibility that I know is available. When it starts tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hey, let's really make this happen, that's when it's desiring to be brought into existence. So that's a co-creation there within itself, because it's like, okay, we've got this, the creation's already got some energy and it's starting to sort of create its own life force and entity within it. Then it's tapping you and saying, hey, come and play, do you want to play with me, let's have some fun. What can we create beyond what we've never imagined? So to really create everything you desire, you must be concise and precise in what you're saying. So what Gary talked about was we try to bring our ideas into creation. So the moment we've decided to do something, we've created it. So the moment we've decided to do something, we've created it. So that bit's done. It's done and dusted. There's nothing more that you can do with that. We get stuck in this creation, you know, creating. But what we're doing is we just keep going in a loop. Like, we have the idea to do something and we're not doing anything. We have the idea to do something, but we're not doing anything with it. We have the idea to do something, but we're actually not doing anything with it. We have to actually actualize it. So quite often we go, yes, I'm going to do this. But have we actually asked to do it? So have you asked it to show up? Have you asked it to actualize? What steps are you putting in place for it to show up? So because you haven't asked for it to show up, you keep going in that loop over and over and over again. You don't get anywhere. So some ways to ask for it to actualize is, what's it going to take to actualize this exactly the way it wants to be? So that is that, okay, you have this awareness of what that creation and that possibility can be. Now, what do you need to do to actually have that show up in your reality the way that you see it without a fixed point of view? And what's it going to take to actualize this in this reality? So it's not having a judgment or an expectation of how it's going to show up. It's just like, it's by continually asking questions. What's it going to take to show up? So it could be, okay, you have an awareness that this wants, like project A wants to happen. And in order for project A to happen, you see that there are four steps that are involved. And then you could start asking questions about, okay, well, which of these four steps needs to happen now? Which of these four steps desires to add someone else to the creation? So that's like, okay, who else do I need to talk to? What other pieces of software do I need to add? Who else would like to come and play with this? And who would like, and that's not like, not only like the people creating it and instituting it, but also like customers and from their point of view, what would they like to come and play with to give you more of an awareness of, okay, what do I have here now? And what else is available that I've not yet considered? And by asking that question, we get out of the needing to know everything and thinking that we've got everything covered. And this then gives you more of awareness rather than just forging ahead and just creating it all. And then afterwards, finding out you're missing a key piece of information that would help that creation flow even more, quicker, faster, stronger. So asking that question gets you back into, okay, what else is available that I've not yet considered? So it allows for another awareness to drop in. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may be in a week's time, and it may be in 3 weeks' time. Who knows? It doesn't matter. It's you've asked questions that are allowing other things to show up for you. So for me, when I've done and like what just got me so excited this morning about this was that I actually saw everywhere that I was creating and I wasn't actualizing. So I was asking questions, but I wasn't doing enough action to actually bring it into fruition. So that's the exciting bit, because it's allowed me to see all the limitations that I have in my creations, where I'm not choosing, where I'm not asking, where I'm not co-creating, and what else is possible. And what else would be fun, like within the creation, because we can just get bogged down in it being so serious. And if we stay in that seriousness, then creation doesn't want to come back and play with you. Because quite often when we start actualizing and it starts gaining some momentum, and you feel, because you're aware of the energy of any creation that you have, and sometimes it drifts away and it drifts back and it goes away and it gathers more information that it's looking for. You get more awarenesses to bring back to you, and then it comes back, taps you on the shoulder and goes, okay, now can you take a look at me now? We've done this next bit. And then it can go off again. And quite often what we tend to do is when we feel that energy has moved so far away from us that we don't feel it strongly as what we did in the start, we think that our creation has died. And we think, well, it's not going to work. So you've already judged your creation when it's still in the process of actualizing. And when you're judging it, then you've given up on it as well. Like, it's the same thing of never stop, never give in, never give up, and never quit on you. And also, so if you, there is a difference between quitting on a creation and quitting on yourself. So quitting, never quit on yourself. Like, always trust in yourself. Trust that you know that you know. And then sometimes when it comes to a creation has been actualized, and then you feel the energy start to shift on that, that's when you start asking questions such as, does this desire to change? What would you like to be? How would you like to look like? So you have more of awareness of where your creation's going. Because your creations are consistently evolving, they never stay stationary. Like, do you ever stay stationary? Like, if I said to you, okay, you sit here and do this and now do this for the next 5 years, don't change anything about it whatsoever, you'd freak out. You'd be bored in like a week. So having that that constant evolution of it, that's what's happening with all your projects, is the energy is changing in them. And it allows you to get back and be on that creative edge rather than just doing, okay, now I've created it, now what? And then you get bored because then it starts dying because there's no more energy coming into the project whatsoever. So remember that the difference between a creation and an actualization is that the creation is the choice, it's the possibility. That's all it is. It's the choice and it's the possibility. But when that creation then becomes an actualization, it's about bringing it into existence. And that is that, and there's so many different ways, because it's that subtle tapping on the shoulder from the universe to say, okay, now we're ready. Now we're ready for the next stage. Let's get going. Let's get cracking and let's make this happen. No matter what it takes. And are you willing to do whatever it takes to get those creations up and running that are asking to be created, that you have an awareness that are asking to be created? Or are you just saying they'll be created and then nothing ever happens, or you do a little bit and then it doesn't show up the way you think it will, and you've stopped asking questions? So everywhere that you have had a creation and set it into motion, and then you've, because your energy's changed, you've walked away from it, you now destroy and create it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. We'll be more after the break.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? or Business, Work, Your Job, Fun, Play, Joy, Fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Michelle McDonald, Joy of Business Certified Facilitator, and today we are talking about how to move from killing your business to having fun again. And I love what Simone Melis just said in the break was about shaking up your business. And part of like what I love about being on that creative edge and consistently changing and evolving and moving with your business and having fun, it gets you back to enjoying what you do. So my first question to you is, do you enjoy what you do? So honestly, do you really enjoy what you do? Do you love what you do? And everywhere that you are choosing to do something that doesn't bring you any joy, would you like to change it? And that could be asking questions about what else can I add to my life? What else can I add to my work? What else can I add to my business? Because sometimes your work is the vehicle for you then to have the money and everything else to create and do the things that you want to do. So have you acknowledged that you actually love working? And have you acknowledged you function from the joy of business, or that you are the joy of business? So I go, like, where I go with this is that this reality says business is done between the hours of, and depending on the role, 8 to 6, 9 to 5, whatever it is that you're doing. And they are the hours that you get in and you hustle and it's the grind. And what if actually business was whatever you choose it to be? So I work from home, and I have more fun working with when my body desires to work and when that creativity flows, rather than trying to fit it into the school hours or the 9 to 5 or whatever it is that needs to be. For years, I have been a night owl. And so that means I tend to get more energy in the afternoon and work into the night. And that's brilliant when you're working across different time zones. And there was a time before I got my head around and started applying the tools of access consciousness that I actually used to make myself wrong for it, that I just was trying to fit into doing business during those hours. Now I know that, okay, my body desires to take it a little bit easier in the morning, which gives me then time to be able to do school drop off and to do any quick jobs in the morning that I need to. It allows me to prepare later in the day so that when I do jump from one activity to the next, then I have the things that are there ready to go. So I can do from, you know, school to sport to dinner, and then I can jump back into doing like working in the evening and having that fun and that creativity. Rather than sitting there watching TV bored out of my brain because I'm outside of the traditional working hours. So do you create and actualize faster with at least 4 projects on the go? And I ask this because a lot of people, when they start to, they're not enjoying what they're doing, they're bored. they don't have enough information. They don't have enough information, but they don't have enough going on in their life to have their, you know, to have their brain sparking off with all these different ideas and creativity and utilizing their capacities, because otherwise they're just sitting there and they become bored. So what do you love to do and get paid for it? So this is start by going back and looking at everything that we are currently doing at the moment. So this is to stop, like, to move from killing your business to having fun again. So what is it that you're doing that you love doing that's so easy and you don't place any value on it because it is so easy, because it brings the most amount of joy to you? And then what other parts of your work or your business are you doing that aren't enjoyable for you, and it becomes boring, and that's where you tend to procrastinate because you don't want to be doing that and you'd rather be doing something else? So where, and I'm going to step back even further back. So have you, first of all, have you acknowledged everything that you are creating? And I'll get you to step back, you know, step back 2-3 years ago and look at where you were then. And then step forward and take a look where you are now and see what's changed, what's stayed the same, and I guarantee nothing will have stayed the same. And if it did, it would have dropped off and died away. And what is it that is in your life that you love about the change and the evolution that's happening in it? So have you acknowledged all your capacities, even those that you think have no value? So I'm going to say that again. Have you acknowledged all your capacities, even those that you think have no value? So those capacities could be, you're a brilliant, you speed read, you spot mistakes, so you're a brilliant proofreader, do you write good copy, do you have, is creating graphics fun for you, is writing fun for you, is assisting someone else in their business fun for you, is creating ease in their business fun for you because what you're offering is what no one else is offering. What could take you maybe, you know, 2 hours is something that for them that ends up taking 4-5 hours. They go into overwhelm, they don't have all the information and the ease to be able to do something like you can do. Like you can just you can look at it instantaneously and go, oh, that's what you need to change. You need to do this, 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 and this. And then this was going to create this for you. And we could move that around and move that over here. Like, are you actually acknowledging all those capacities that you have? Because if you aren't acknowledging it and you're not having fun, like, you're just going to create more of the same. So, everywhere that you are defining who you are and what you do and how you do it, will you now destroy and uncreate it all, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Because when we start defining ourselves, we then limit it. And what would it take for you to be out of definition, out of concentricities, out of linearity? And what would it take for you to be inconceivable? Like, I love that word, to be inconceivable. Like, you can't define you. There is having a definition so other people can find you, and it's also not buying into that definition. So what I mean by that is, let's say whatever it is you're offering is it for a particular niche, depending what country you live in. And what you need to be defined as this for this target market, and this label for this target market, and this for this other target market. And it's a way for them to find you. And what if it's just a label that you actually don't buy into what that is and how it can limit you? It's just a label. So everywhere that you have bought the definition of you, will you now destroy an uncreditor? Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Because if you define yourself, you limit where you can be, do, have, create and generate. And then once again, once you define yourself, you stop your business and you begin killing it. So everywhere that you've become bored with your business, I want you to go back and look at it. What is it that's boring? What, you know, and ask questions. Does it desire to change? What can change? How can I change it? And the other thing is that, and a little like sidetrack, is if you start resenting your work or your business or whatever it is that you're doing, you're actually not being paid enough. You are not asking for enough money, and that creation desires to be honored more than it currently is. And what if you need to move your price point that will create more for you? It will create more for those that are actually using your services or purchasing your products or taking your classes. And what if having, like, with that extra money that you then can then change other people's lives with it in whatever you're doing, whether you're using it to create something else or fund another project or gift money to someone, everything. Like, there's so much more that you can use. You can leverage that business or that work that you're doing to create more and add more in your life. And so sometimes it's like I say, you know, don't kill the cash cow, because look at what is it that you can utilize in that to create more for your life, and what can you be and do different to create more fun in that role if you're actually working for someone else. And if it's your business, it's just like, okay, do you desire to change? And all of this, like, just step by step, will help you find that joy that's been missing in your life. So next ad break's coming up, so we will continue after the break.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So welcome back, and you're with Michelle McDonald, Joy Business Certified Facilitator. And our topic today is how to move from killing your business to having fun again. So my question for you is when did you forget to put you in the equation? When did you forget to put you in the equation of your life, your living, your work, your business, and your fun? And quite often we create and we do from obligation, from decisions, rather than through choice. And to talk about the difference between a choice and a decision is a choice is just a choice. So if you live in 10-second increments, if it's working for you, great. Ask it to let you know and when it's not working, and then you can instantly change it. If it's not working for you, you can instantly see and change it whenever you choose. And when we make a choice, a decision, that's when we've solidified it, and then that's when we go into the obligation. Oh, but I've decided it's going to look this way, and I need to do X, Y, Z to get there. And you've got out of asking questions about the creation, and you are tend to function on autopilot of what this reality is projecting at you. Oh, this is happening. I know I must do this. Instead of like, where is the question in that? So there's a whole world waiting to play with you. It's up to you to share what you know, to be the invitation, and not get it right. So the biggest thing that I have noticed lately that like just keeps ringing true for me, and people keep asking questions, is be you. Like, being you is one of the greatest ways to make your business joyful and stand out from the crowd. It's having your reality no matter what it looks like, no matter what anyone else thinks, no matter what anyone else projects at you, no matter what anyone else judges, no matter what anyone else says you should be doing, being you is like, it just like, there's nothing else. Like, it's just, if you be you, no matter what you're doing, you, like, people see what you're doing and they're like, oh, she's having some fun. Like, oh, I really like that. I'll have some of that. And then that's when they become inquisitive, and then they then become having that curiosity to invite more into their life. So everywhere you're choosing not to be the catalyst for a different possibility, will you now destroy and create it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So your business will grow when you're willing to invite people to be themselves without a point of view. So your business will grow if you're willing to invite, be the invitation without a point of view. And so all the points of view that you have in place about what it looks like to be the invitation, will you now destroy it and create it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. The other thing is are you willing to be irrational in business? And what does that mean? So to be irrational in business is to follow the energy of what's asking to actualize without a point of view, without trying to rationalize why you're doing it, without making it linear, and create as you. So often, and there's a, when you are being irrational, you are also being spontaneous, but it's not the other way around. So you, if you're being spontaneous, you're not being irrational, because if you are being spontaneous, quite often you're rationalizing some things around it. So it's like, oh, okay, great. Now we've got an hour free. Okay, what can we do, right? So that's spontaneous. And so you're fitting it into the constraints of that hour. Whereas if you're being irrational, it can be like, oh, let's do this. And then it's just like, oh, but I've only got an hour. And it's just like, so what? Let's do it anyway. So you're creating from that awareness. You can actually see that the energy matches what you're asking for, that it will create more. And you haven't rationalized it to fit into this reality and why you're doing something. So if you didn't judge you based on the numbers, based on your bank account, based on this reality's definition of success, and you actually saw the invitation and inspiration you were being, what would you create and actualize? What would you be? What would you inspire on the planet that you haven't yet acknowledged? Everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So if you didn't judge you based on the numbers, based on your bank account, based on this reality's definition of success, and you actually saw the invitation and inspiration you were being, what would you create and actualize? What would you be? What would you inspire on the planet that you haven't yet acknowledged? Everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And what energy do you need to choose? Sorry, what energy do you need to be to choose and actualize this with ease? Anything that doesn't like that, we destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So it's getting that back to that. Be you. Being you is what attracts people to you. It's what attracts your products and services to them. It is, you have a voice that no one else has, that can say it in a way that you can say it in a way that no one else can say it, that resonates with people looking for you. So that's getting back to like to the fun of like, and not killing your business. Because if you start being that voice and being you and choosing for you, you then create so much more. You create so much more possibility. You allow others to see so much more that's available to them that they had not yet considered. So what else is possible? And where are you not being you? Like, where are you sticking to this reality's points of view about how you do business, what it looks like to do business, what business hours you're using, what time zone should you fit in and try and do your business? And what else can be created that you've not acknowledged? And what capacities are available to you that you've not yet acknowledged? So what capacities are available to you that you have not yet acknowledged? So where is it with what you can do that is fun for you that you think, oh, that's nothing, that's super easy for me to do. I'll just quickly, you know, whatever it is, I can quickly do that. But what is that? What is it that you've not yet acknowledged? And if you did acknowledge it, will create so much more for you, create so much more fun. It would turn your business upside down and it would get you, you would be on that creative edge of consistently creating and instituting and actualizing and moving and shaking and standing on your head and having fun. One of the greatest things that I love is actually seeing people acknowledge their capacities and then going, oh, I can do that. Oh my gosh, that is going to create so much more. This is where I've not been, you know, like you've not been looking at it because it's something that, like, if you have defined that you are great at this, but this other capacity that's showing up that you're sort of not acknowledging because you think it's so different, that how is it ever going to integrate? What if by actually acknowledging it, you actually are it and be it, and it just happens on the flip side alternatively? So I'd like to thank you very much for today. I hope you got something out of it.